I feel awful. I haven't been able to breathe through my nose in a week. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Malky, I don't get it. Everyone in Chicago has a code except you. Why is that?
Well, cousin, because I drink lots of liquids and I get plenty of rest and I eat a regular diet of vital animal organs. Now, I told you last July, I says, cousin, in 6 months, cold season will be here. You've got to start bulking up on pig spleen.
I was a fool not to listen to you. I guess I'll just have to make do with this cold medicine.
No, cousin, you don't need that cold medicine. I told Mama about your cold, and she's sending something that will cure you. It should be here by 10:30. She sent it by overnight blue-footed booby bird.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Malky, there is no cure for the common cold. Malky?
No.
They've been trying to find a cure for the common cold for years. They discovered cave drawings with pictures of prehistoric men holding Kleenex.
I have a package for Lar Y Ape Platoon.
I'm Lar Y Ape Platoon.
Oh, cousin, cousin, this is the cure I was telling you about. Welcome to our home. My name is Balky, and this is my cousin Larry. And cousin Larry has a cold. Now, cousin, this cure is
Malky,
incredible.
Malky,
this
Malky,
is no, but let me just.
I don't want to hear about your plant or the bird it flew in on.
Well, you ungrateful little post-nasal drip. My mama climbed clear up the north face of Mount Meepos to get this plant for you. And if you think that's easy for an 82-year-old woman who just underwent a total knee replacement, you've got another drink coming. Luckily for you, this is the one time this century this plant blooms. Now, cousin, this is the famous Popopolupolo Puppety Poo plant. And your colds will go away the minute you eat this Popopolupolo Puppety Poo pod.
Malky, this Popopolupolo's Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo pod.
Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. Pardon me. Popopolupolo poppity poo pod. I just realized what your problem is. You're bippity boppity booing instead of poppity pooping.
Okay, give me the stupid pop. I can breathe through my nose again. And my sore throat is gone. And my eyes don't itch.
And your breath is minty fresh.
You're right. Well, my cold is gone. I feel great.
Well, of course you do. Don't be ridiculous. You ate the popopalupolo poppity poop pod.
Belky, popopalupolo poppity poop pod has nothing to do with how I feel. I took some cold medicine earlier. The time release capsules have obviously kicked in.
Well, cousin, there are none so blind as those who will not ski. That poop pad cured you.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. 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 Yes, it did.
There's nothing more stimulating than watching stupid people argue. What were you arguing about this time? If sheep should be given the vote?
No, Mr. Gopley, I gave Cousin Larry a popopalupolo poppity poop pod from the popopalupolo poppity poop plant, and it cured his cold.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. And he won't admit it. And by the way, we did give sheep the vote, although they all voted the same way.
I hate the cold season.
Miss Lydia, why you don't try one of these popopalupolo poppity poop pods? It'll cure your cold.
Oh, I don't think so, Balky. The last time I ate something from a wild plant, I was awake for 3 days, and everything I looked at had a face on it.
Lydia, do me a favor. Eat the pod and prove to Balky that it doesn't cure the common cold.
I'm desperate. I'll try anything. My cold is gone! Well, this is incredible! If you find a cure for water retention, call me.
Give me one of those. Oh. It works. I feel great. I have never felt better in my life. I think I'll go fire someone. Balky, do you realize that this plant is the cure for the common cold?
Well, rub my chest and call me Vix.
This will make the plant grow bigger?
Yes, it will. Now, I need a Tootsie Pop. That was for me. Inky. Binky. Twop.
That's it? Just 3 drops? It'll grow bigger with just 3 drops?
Yes, it will. Now, cousin, don't be rude. This plant has a name, and her name is Marge. Proper nurturing. which includes talking to Marge and sometimes just listening to what she has to say. In another 6 months, this little poppity-poo plant could grow another 1 or 2 inches. Couldn't you, Marge? Couldn't you?
1 or 2 inches? Balky, we have here the cure for the common cold. We should make it grow a lot bigger.
No. Of course, Marge has to grow at her natural rate. Bad things happen when you alter the delicate balance of nature.
Nothing bad will happen. We alter the delicate balance of nature all the time. You think Cheese Whiz is a natural phenomenon?
Listen, I'm not going to give Marge any more food, and that's vinyl.
Okay. All right, you were right about Marge curing the common cold. I'm sure you're right about this.
Thank you very much.
Oh, gosh, look at the time. It's late. We have to get up early. Good night.
What are you talking about? It's only 8 o'clock.
Yeah, well, Balky, time is relative. And as your relative, I'm telling you, it's time to go to bed.
Because I'm not tired.
You're not tired?
No, I'm not. I'm not tired. I've got plenty to do tonight. I've got laundry. I've got homework. I've got Legos all over the bedroom floor.
Good night.
Good night. You know, the funny thing is, I shouldn't be tired.
But I am.
Good night, Balky.
Bye-bye.
Cure for the common cold. I can cure millions and millions of dollars, people.
Cousin, come out here!
What?
Look!
Balky, what did you do to the plant?
I didn't do anything to it.
Well, you must have done something. Look at it.
I didn't do anything to it. I just gave it 3 little... You did this.
Balky, the bigger the plant, the more people we can cure of the common cold. Is it wrong to want people to feel good?
No, I want people to feel good too, but cousin, this is bad. Nobody on Meepos ever made that poppity-poo plant any bigger, and they must have had a good reason.
Wouldn't be the first time people on Meepos did something without a good reason.
Oh, really?
They didn't have a good reason for putting a picture of a cow on their money.
I have to put a stop to this.
Put a stop to this. You're gonna put a stop to this. You can't put a stop to this. Balky, what are you doing?
I'm gonna cut that poppity-poo plant back to its original size.
Okay, all right, go ahead. I'll just figure out some way to explain it to the children.
The children?
The little children. Little Billy, we'll catch a cold because you cut back the plant. Little Billy, we'll have to stay home from school and miss picture day and have nothing to remind him of the third grade. Remember the third grade?
Oh, I loved the third grade. I played the part of Adam Cartwright in our school play. Also, little Billy wouldn't miss that, would he?
Oh, yes, he would. And soon, little Billy and little Kimberly and all the little children will get colds. They'll have sore throats and fevers and runny noses.
I don't want them to have runny noses.
Oh, I know you don't. I know you don't, but they will. And pretty soon they won't even call it a cold anymore. Instead of saying,
Mommy, I feel awful. I have a terrible cold.
They'll say,
Mommy, I feel awful. I have a terrible balky.
Oh, I don't want that to happen.
I know you don't. I know you don't. So just give me the scissors. Go on, just give me the scissors. Go on, let it go. Put them down on the counter. Slide them over. Come on. Come on. You can. Go on. That's right. It's all over.
How could I have been so selfish?
I don't know, Balky. It's not like you. Come on. I think you should just go to your room and do some serious soul searching.
Thank you for saving me from myself.
You're welcome. Come on.
Come on.
It's all right. It's all over. You're gonna be fine.
Oh, hi. Come on in. I thought you two had a flight to London this morning.
Oh, we do, but...
Something's different in here. Don't tell me. You reupholstered the couch.
Larry, what is all this?
It's an amazing plant from Meepos.
Well, you can tell us about it when we get back from London. We just need to borrow some cold pills. We're all out.
I've got something that'll be even better. It cured my cold, and Gorbley's, and Lydia's. Here. Trust me.
Larry, this is fantastic. It works great. You could market this as a cold remedy.
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, we better get going. We're going to miss our flight.
I feel much better, Larry. Thank you.
Their apartment looks great. We should get our couch reupholstered.
Marianne, the couch is the same as it's always been.
Well, that's stupid. Why did they reupholster it in the same material?
Still busy. It's impossible to get through to Mama since she started watching the Home Shopping Network. How many pair of fuzzy slippers does her pig need? But don't worry, Cousin. It's important we find out what the side effect of making the plant big is, so I'll keep trying.
Fine. You try to get a hold of Mama. I've got an appointment with the vice president of Danforth Pharmaceuticals.
Cousin, you don't know anything about farming.
It's a drug company.
Oh, Cousin, don't get involved with drugs.
No, Balky, I'm not buying drugs. I'm selling them.
Oh, God, it's worse than I thought!
Balky, try to follow what I'm saying. Danforth Pharmaceuticals is a company that makes medicine, and they are very excited about the plant. I've got an appointment with them in half an hour. And when they see what these pods can do, they are going to give us money. They are going to give us 6% of gross profits or $50 million annually, whichever is greater. And best of all, I am going to be so rich, I'll be able to hire a man full time just to explain things to you.
Listen. Please don't do this.
Balky, the FDA will test it before they sell it. Everything will be fine.
Cousin, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, but this is my plant, and I'm not going to let you sell it.
It is your plant?
That's right. It is my plant. It came from my home, and it was sent here by my mama.
That's true. But who did your mama send the plant to? Who is the package addressed to? Whose name was on the package,
Larry Appleton.
That's right.
That's right. The plant belongs to Larry Appleton. And you opened a package that was addressed to me, which is a direct violation of United States Postal Service regulations.
Oh, shut up.
Fine. I am off to Danforth Pharmaceuticals to get our fortune.
If you don't have a cure for this, you're a dead man.
Oh, Mama says that a few days after eating the poop pad from the oversized plant, the facial hair disappears and the cold comes back again.
But I ate a pod from the small plant. Why do I have a cold again?
Well, baby, you're not getting enough vitamin C. I've heard a good source of vitamin C is vitamin C pills.
Mama says that back in 1307, they had a really cold winter, and they grew the poop pods really big. Mama says that they chewed the poop pods until spring, and to this day, Mipiot women still have mustaches.
To be frank, I thought the mustache made you look rather sexy.
Okay. Bye-bye, babe.
I was so close to being so rich.
Cousin, in another 100 years, the plant will bloom again, and you'll be rich and probably dead.
Larry, I love you even though you aren't rich. Of course, if you were rich, it would be better.
Listen, you've got to learn that money isn't everything. In fact, if you have your health, you've got everything.
Later tonight, on a special expanded edition of Nightline, up-to-the-minute reports on the Gulf War. Stay with Ted Koppel and ABC News for the latest from the war zone, Washington, and around the world. Now stay tuned for Going Places.